This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Thursday morning. The search is over. The New York Jets have hired former Miami Dolphins head coach, a man that makes a lot of Jets fans angry, a man that a lot of Jets fans believe will drive their franchise into the ground, Adam Gase. And I said it yesterday. Boomer said it yesterday. We've been saying it actually this whole week, even though we've been screaming for McCarthy a little quieter than Joe Beningo has, but still we want a Mike McCarthy, that you could do worse than Adam Gase. So this morning, yeah, Joe's going to scream and his eyeballs are going to be popping out of his head, but I'm going to tell you, it's not that bad of a hire.
Thank God for drugs.
It's not that bad of a hire. Now, if we had come back with Cliff Kingsbury or Matt Rhule or something like that we were talking about today, I would have said, yeah, that's a bad hire. Yeah, they got it wrong. Yeah, they screwed it up. But I do believe that Adam Gase can be a really good head coach for the New York Jets. Probably not what you want to hear, but that's what you're going to hear. And we'll see how it works out as the Jets have another coach. In 4 years, are we going to be saying the same thing? Or in 4 years, are we going to say it? Everybody was wrong. Adam Gase got it done. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Gio. I think it's going to be our job to talk Jet fans off the ledge, if you will, because, you know, this to me is a very interesting hire. I don't know what really went on with Mike McCarthy, but what I do know, and I do know from the owner's mouth, Christopher Johnson, I should say, because I spoke with Christopher last night at length about this whole process that he had gone through, and all the guys that he had interviewed, and how many fascinating people that he had a chance to sit down and talk to, and every single one of their candidates that he spoke to said could have easily been the head coach of the New York Jets. That's how impressive the list was from his seat. He told me last night that Adam Gase really blew him away. He said, I wanted an A-type personality for our building. I wanted somebody that is confident and in charge, somebody that brings energy, somebody who I have watched over the last 3 years beat our team to the point of our record being 1-5 against the Dolphins with Gase as a head coach, and somebody who fits the moniker that is an offensive coach and can work with our quarterback, Sam Darnold. And he goes, I have to tell you, I was just extremely impressed with his preparation, with his delivery, the way that he carried himself, the things that he said to us. And I feel really, really good about this hire. Now, I'm telling you secondhand because he and I had the conversation last night.
Yeah.
He will obviously either have a press conference today or maybe tomorrow when they finalize all the details and all this other stuff. But he said, look, man, you know, we did our due diligence on every single one of the candidates. We went in depth on every single one of them. We talked about backgrounds. We talked about rumors. We talked about, you know, issues with owners. We talked about issues with players. We talked about our own players. We talked about our most important player, Sam Darnold. And then I come to read this morning that he didn't tell me any of this, but I guess Sam Darnold was FaceTimed into a lot of these meetings to discuss, you know, some of the stuff that some of these coaches were bringing to the table. So they did kind of like what the Browns did with Baker Mayfield. I think that's a little bit loopy. I would not do that, but this is a new world. This is a new way of doing things. So maybe they felt that that was important to see whether or not Sam Darnold and Adam Gase could get together. And I would imagine that every single one, and I do know this for a fact, that every single one of these coaches that came in here, these applicants that came in here, the first and most important thing was getting Sam Darnold right, making sure that he becomes the player that they think that he can become. And So I'm intrigued. You know, I'm a little disappointed that wasn't Mike McCarthy, but then again, I don't know all the things that went into.
Well, did he talk about that at all, Christopher Johnson, on this phone call?
We talked about it a little bit, but it wasn't. He goes, Boomer, it's not about what somebody didn't do. It's more about what this guy did do, what Adam Gase said, what Adam Gase presented, how Adam Gase presented himself, his vision for the Jets, the way that he sees things. And he goes, I was just blown away by his confidence. I was blown away by he is an experienced play caller, a play designer. This guy 3 years ago, I'm now I'm paraphrasing a little bit. This guy 3 years ago was, you know, the hot guy on the market. And if Jet fans would have got this guy 3 years ago, they would have been ecstatic with this.
Oh, without a doubt.
So
yeah.
Basically, you're getting the guy that 3 years ago was the hottest guy on the market that comes with 3 years of head coaching experience. I would imagine also, as I'm reading this morning, that Vance Joseph will probably come along with him as his defensive coordinator if Vance doesn't get one of these other jobs that are out there. And if he does come and is the defense coordinator for Adam Gase, this will be a recreation of how they started in Miami the first year they went to the playoffs and lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers with Matt Moore as his quarterback. So I would also imagine, as I read this morning, that Peyton Manning had a conversation with Christopher Johnson.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning probably was singing the praises of Adam Gase. I know that every quarterback that has been around Adam Gase has really appreciated him. So that part of the equation was the big part of the equation, I believe, for Christopher Johnson. Now, as far as Mike Maccagnan and Brian Heimendinger and the people like that around, I would think that there were other issues that were probably associated with this as well. That I don't know for a fact, so I'm just speculating on that. But to me, a 40-year-old, three-year head coaching experience, a 5-1 record against the team that he is now inheriting, and with a young quarterback, there's a lot to be intrigued by this hiring. And there's going to be a lot of screaming and yelling. I get it. I understand it. This is probably not the guy that anybody thought was going to be the head coach of the Jets. But when you really sit down and you take stock into who was available, what that coach may have wanted from Christopher Johnson and the Jets in order to come here and coach, and I'm talking about Mike McCarthy, this probably seems the second best fit. And this is what we were talking about yesterday. I know that he is stepping into a firestorm, and you'll be impressed with the way that he carries himself. The only thing that will turn the tide in his favor overall will be winning. And I know one thing. He's not intimidated by Bill Belichick. He knows the division that he's in. He knows the Buffalo Bills. And I think he's going to hit the ground running. And I think he's going to put the time and effort in. He's not going to be a guy that's mailing it in. He's not going to be a CEO head coach. He's going to be hands-on with the quarterback and the offense. And he is going to be the face of the franchise. And for Jet fans and for Christopher Johnson and everybody over there, hopefully he will be the guy that will be here for 10 years.
Yeah, and I wanted to see two things from the Jets with this hire. One was a guy with previous head coaching experience, and the other was an emphasis on the offensive side of the ball because of Sam Darnold. And that's why we limited and we talked about guys like Mike McCarthy, Adam Gase, and Jim Caldwell, and Adam Gase is one of those guys.
Just so you know, Cliff Kingsbury is just getting torn up in Twitter in the Cardinal universe. Now, does that mean anything to you?
No.
Are we smarter fans than they are out there? No, they're passionate fans, however many there are.
Right.
But the point being is that every single one of these guys is going to be coming in with some sort of knock against them. I don't care. You can find a million different things wrong with them. I'd like to find the things that are right with people. And in talking to Christopher Johnson last night, I heard a very excited owner. I heard somebody who was really impressed by the interview process with all the candidates, but mostly the organizational skills, the confidence, the A-type personality, the guy that's going to be the unquestioned leader. He's not going to hide in his office. He is going to be out there. He's going to be doing his thing. And yeah, we're going to find out pretty quickly how he deals with adversity, because he's going to get he's stepping into it immediately.
Well, I think we kind of know how he dealt with adversity in Miami. It's just a matter of, has he learned anything from that? And was that situation so toxic that there was really no way for him to succeed with the team that he had, you know?
Yeah, and by the way, that whole thing was discussed, believe you me.
The whole thing meaning him and the owner, Stephen Ross, down there.
Everything was open. Everything was on. Nobody was hiding anything. And, you know, it's like, when you have a difference of opinion with somebody, and you and I have gone down this road a million times with a million different people, they see things one way, you see things the other. You know, and I always try to say, this is how I saw this. And I'm sure that that was discussed with Christopher Johnson. Listen, all I can tell you, this is the first major hire of Christopher Johnson's tenure here as the owner of the Jets. He's a different kind of guy. He looks at things a little bit differently. But the one thing that he recognized that he felt that he needed was an A-type controlling head coach that is definitely going to be the unquestioned leader of the New York Jet franchise.
So this was more. This is more Christopher Johnson than it was McCagnan. Then is that safe to say? Well, making this hire?
Yes, he's the owner. He makes the hire. Now the other guys, well, they're there to advise. They all sat in there. I told you they FaceTime Sam Darnold into the meetings, and I can't say that I'm surprised by this.
No, I'm not either.
And remember when we started this whole thing. And we were discussing this the last month of December. Nobody thought Adam Gase was going to be fired from the Miami Dolphins.
No, the day that he was fired, we could probably go back to that day because it happened while we were on the air. I believe it was the day with Phil Sims. It was New Year's Eve. We could find that exact point. And I remember saying that day and asking both of you guys, what about Adam Gase for the Jets? Like right off the bat.
And by the way, remember, he also, I believe, controlled the 53-man roster Miami.
Which was a problem between him and Stephen Ross, the owner there.
Well, yes. I think so. But because when you get rid of a guy, let's say like Jarvis Landry, and you send him to Cleveland, and all of a sudden Jarvis Landry has some success with Baker Mayfield, then Jarvis Landry is spouting off that he didn't get along with Gase.
Well, I think Jarvis Landry had better years in Miami, though, to be quite honest with you.
I know, but what I see there is a coach that says, you know what? We got to get rid of this guy. He's not worth, his pain in the ass. Him being a pain in the ass is not worth the production we're getting from him. And I got to get him out of this locker room. And that, I'm sure that's probably one of the issues that they had down there, because Jarvis is probably seen as a star wide receiver. I don't think he's seen as the top five or six, seven, or eight guy, but I think he's a personality.
Yeah, all right. So there's something I need to know about the Matt Rhule thing that I don't know if this was discussed in your phone call with Christopher Johnson or not. But so the way the reporting happened last night, it was first we heard that Matt Rhule was out because he had texted members of his staff at Baylor and said, I'm coming back to college. So then we said, okay, Rhule is out. Then shortly after that, the Adam Gase hire was out there. But in between, there was some stuff about Matt Rhule where it said that Mike Maccagnan and Heimerdinger and the front office of the Jets wanted to pick the assistants for Matt Rhule, and that was the breaking point in the discussions. So I guess my question is, was Matt Rhule the top choice? If he had said, sure, pick my assistants, would we be sitting here with Matt Rhule as the head coach of the New York Jets? And isn't it a little bit alarming that the Jets front office that's still there is hiring a guy that they don't trust to pick his own assistants? And will Adam Gase, and we hear about Vance Joseph, and hopefully that works out, will Adam Gase have that luxury to be able to do whatever he wants with the coaching staff?
I could tell you that I was told that it was that story about Matt Rhule is 100% not true.
Okay. All right.
All right. So that I can only go by what I was told.
All right.
That is totally a lie and fabricated. Now, that's what I was told. So there's no reason to lie to me. I don't think there was a reason to lie to me. I had a very frank and open conversation. And so that to me is a lie. I would say that Adam Gase is going to pick his coaches. He knows who he wants. And, quite frankly, they did go to the Super Bowl, the playoffs his first year in Miami. And, they had all sorts of injuries, all sorts of problems. They were building the team. And, I don't know. I just think that this is an intriguing pick for me. I'm not overly positive about it, but I'm certainly not negative about it.
Yeah.
I mean, because the only reason that I would be any sort of negative towards this is how he comes off with the media. If they win, who cares how he comes off with the media?
Well, that doesn't matter. It's just, but the problem is, if he doesn't get off to a good start here, and the reaction that Jets fans had,
I know, but
what I'm saying is there's guys that you feel like can get through the fire pretty well. There's guys that can put gasoline on a fire, and you don't want Adam Gase to be that guy.
Who is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time? Who is one of the most studious, prepared, well-conditioned?
Sure, you're going to go Peyton Manning with this, right?
Of course.
Yes, right.
So when Peyton Manning, speaks to the owner, and it's not something that I'm saying that the owner told me, I'm just telling you, this is what I'm reading, that Peyton Manning did, in fact, talk to Christopher Johnson. I can only imagine what that conversation was about. But I also told you yesterday that if they do go this route, what would we hear about? We would hear about the Peyton Manning camouflage
endorsement
and propaganda.
Yep.
So that's what we're hearing. This is where it's coming from. And I've always felt that Peyton Manning was, you know, set the bar at a whole new mental level for quarterbacks. I thought I was a part of that with the no-huddle offense and all that other stuff. But listening to the legendary background of one Peyton Manning and the way that he would prepare for games and the fact that my buddy Frank Reich coached him and told me the same thing that Adam Gase will probably tell you, that this is a world in which, you know, Adam Gase grew up in. He knows no other way other than to prepare and to show up every single day and give a crap, you know, about, you know, winning football games. So I think there will be a bump. I don't know. I'm going to say bumpy. I think it's going to be an interesting press conference when they introduce him. I think that hopefully he learned a little bit of dealing with the Miami press. And quite frankly, at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot of negativity around it. I know it. The only thing that's going to change it is how it looks on the football field come next September.
This is the most asinine, ridiculous idea I've ever seen.
Yeah, and at 10 o'clock, you know.
That's not true. You know, I know we play that. And I don't know where you got that from, Joe, but
Boomer, he doesn't get it.
If it were Cliff Kingsbury, if it were Matt Rhule,
right,
if it were one of these guys, I would agree with that.
100%.
I wanted somebody here with experience, somebody, I didn't realize it was going to be this quickly with Adam Gase, but somebody that knew Bill Belichick, knew how to coach against him, knew the division. I mean, you got everything here, plus he's 40 years old, and he's an offensive guy. I don't know. That checks every single one of the boxes that they were looking for. The only thing that he doesn't have is he doesn't have the head coaching Super Bowl resume that Mike McCarthy had, which also probably means that he could not demand the things that he would have wanted to demand because he is doesn't have that on the wall.
There's a ton to get into this morning. I've got some more questions about Mike McCarthy and why he wasn't considered. We'll get Jerry Recco in here. Plenty of your reactions to the Adam Gase hire on Boomer and Geo this morning on The Fan and CBS Sports Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.